Chapter 10 Poison. Aladdin began the long journey back to the town. On the way, he met a poor farmer who was working in the fields.
My friend, Aladdin said, do you see my fine silk clothes?
Yes, sir, replied the farmer.
I will give them to you if you like. I will change them for your clothes, Aladdin said.
The farmer was surprised, but he could see that Aladdin's fine silk clothes were much better than his own old clothes.
All right, he said.
The two men changed clothes, and Aladdin went on his way. When he arrived in the town, Aladdin went to the market square. No one knew who he was because he was in the farmer's clothes. Then he bought some poison from a stall and hid it in his old coat. Aladdin went back to the palace and stood outside the princess's window. After a short time, she looked out and saw him. The servant opened the secret door, and Aladdin went straight to the princess.
Listen to my plan, said Aladdin.
Put on your finest clothes and your biggest, most precious jewels. Then wait for the wizard to come. When he arrives, smile at him and welcome him to the palace. Ask him to have dinner with you. Tell the wizard that you will be happy to marry him. At dinner, give him a big plate of meat and rice to make him want to sleep, Aladdin went on. When he is almost asleep, put some of this in a honey cake. Then Aladdin held up the bottle of poison. Hide it in your dress. Give the wizard the honey cake. He will eat it and the poison will kill him. Then we will be happy again.
I will do my best, Aladdin. But he is a very wicked wizard, the princess replied.
Aladdin left the palace by the secret door, and the princess sent for her servant. The servant dressed the princess in her finest clothes. She combed the princess's long black hair and put some perfume on her. Then the princess put on her best diamond necklace and her finest gold rings. She hid the poison in her long dress and waited in the great hall for the wizard to arrive. Soon she heard a knock on the door, and the servant opened it. The wizard came into the hall.
It's lovely to see you, cried the princess with a big smile.
The wizard held out his hands.
You look so beautiful, he said.
My husband Aladdin will never come back, said the princess. I think my father killed him. I need a new husband now. Will you eat dinner with me this evening?
The wizard laughed.
Yes, I will, he said. That will be very nice.
The princess sent her servant to the palace kitchens.
Tell the cooks to make a feast, she said. I want the best food for my special guest.
The princess and the wizard ate dinner together.
It was a wonderful feast. Roast lamb, spicy chicken, rice with nuts and raisins, fresh bread and ripe tomatoes, cakes, peaches with cream and rose water.
The wizard ate everything. After dinner, he felt very tired. He closed his eyes and he was soon almost asleep. The princess looked at the wizard and quietly took the poison from her dress. She put a few drops of poison onto a little honey cake and put the cake on a plate in front of the wizard. Then she took a second honey cake for herself.
Wake up, she said. The feast is not over. Will you try some honey cake? My cooks have made them just for us.
The wizard opened one eye.
Of course, my dear, he said.
He looked at the two honey cakes.
I will take a bite from yours, and you must take a bite from mine.
He picked up the princess's honey cake and took a bite. The princess thought quickly.
I am not hungry, she said. I have eaten too much. You can eat all of my cake, and then you can eat your own cake.
The wizard finished the princess's cake and then picked up the poisoned one. He put it into his mouth and took a big bite. Suddenly, with a loud cry, the wizard fell off his chair and onto the floor. At that moment, Aladdin came back. He knelt down on the floor and looked at the wizard.
"The wizard is dead!" he cried. Then Aladdin put his hand inside the wizard's coat and pulled out the magic lamp. Aladdin rubbed the lamp. There was a flash and a puff of green smoke. Suddenly, the genie of the lamp appeared. He smiled and bowed.
"What can I do for you, master?" the genie asked.
"Take this palace and everything in it back to the town," said Aladdin. There was a huge flash and a very big cloud of green smoke. In a moment, the palace was back in the town, next to the Sultan's palace. The Sultan was very sad. He missed his daughter. But that morning, when he looked out of his bedroom window, he saw the palace. He rubbed his eyes and looked again. It was really there. He ran down the stairs and across the red and gold carpet. Aladdin was waiting for him outside the palace. He took the Sultan into the great hall. The Sultan saw his daughter, the princess, and he ran to her.
"My dearest girl, you are safe," cried the Sultan.
He was so happy to see her. And then the princess told the Sultan her story. The Sultan smiled at Aladdin and said,
"My daughter is the most precious thing in the world, and you saved her from the wicked wizard. Thank you, Aladdin."
Then the Sultan called the vizier and said,
"We will have a big party in the town to celebrate the return of my daughter and her husband, Aladdin."
The party lasted for a whole month. All the people of the town laughed, danced, and had a wonderful feast. They talked about Aladdin and how clever he was. And when the party was over, Aladdin, the princess, and the Sultan lived happily ever after in their two palaces.